Right, as much as we love that song in the studio, we don't love it that much. We're going to fade it out. Just fade it down ever so slightly. Right, just coming up to 11:09. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch. I'm joined in the studio by Paul Golder, who is the owner, director, main man of Phoenix.
Whatever.
that's what we say.
Yeah, I know. It's and that song, actually, the one you just faded out, was very appropriate about what's going on, because I'm here to tell you what's going on. Brentwood Borough Council now have a weekly press briefing now, which is something that's happened. This is the second week, so this is a new thing that they're doing now. And it's with the leader of the council, who's Councillor Barry Aspinall, and also at the meeting today was Councillor Graham Clark, who's also been in the station quite a few times to talk about various things. So the idea really is just to tell us what's going on so that we can come down here and tell our listeners what's going on.
Okay, and you've got four subjects covered.
Yeah, we had a little agenda. There's four things. The first one is elections, because you might know that Brentwood has an election every year. What actually happens in the council is that one third of the councillors resign every year, and they serve a 4-year term. So next year there'll be a different third to the ones who went up this year, who will be going up for re-election. The ones who won in 2011 will be standing in 2015, and the ones who won in 2012 will be standing in 2016. Now, every fourth year, because obviously it's one third every year, so every fourth year they have the county council elections, and not the borough elections. So it's all very confusing. Also means that the council could change every year. So this year the Conservatives lost power, and the opposition parties, who are now called Brentwood Accord, got together, and they're now running the council. Next year, if they lose one seat, the Conservatives are going to be back in. Now, that's not good for the governance of the council, so the Accord are now saying, because what could happen is, and I think this is logical, I think this is correct, that what could happen is that somebody comes in, they have a 4-year plan, and it gets uprooted after 1 year, and it could be either the Accord, it could be the Conservatives, because they didn't have the opportunity to see it through. Now, with the general election, you know that there's a fixed term of 5 years now, so you know that when you vote for somebody, they've got 5 years to do what they promised to do, and the council wants to do the same thing. They want to do it every 4 years, and they want it to coincide with the county elections, which are every 4 years, 2013, 2017, and so on, because they want people to go to vote on local issues and not national issues. Barry said there needs to be a separation of local and national elections, and he wants people to go and vote about the things that he's concerned about as a local councillor: pavements, schools, libraries, that kind of thing, and not whether we should be at war in Iraq and whatever else, whether we should be part of the EU and so on. He said nothing to do with local elections, and he wants to force the local elections to be once every 4 years and at a different time to you can't actually always have them at a different time as the national elections, because they're on a fixed year of 5 years. If he changes this to a fixed term of 4 years, then every 20 years they're going to coincide, but there's a possibility that they could change the year when that happens. Now, what he's got to do is he's got to get the council to approve it, and everything we're talking about today, of course, it has to go to committee. The council has to approve it, but if they do approve the change, he then has to go to the electoral commission and ask for the change and tell them the reasons why. Now, I remember when I studied politics at school. I studied it at A level, and it was kind of normal for non-metropolitan, i.e. outside Greater London, to have this every year one third thing going on. And Brentwood still has it, but only 55 councils in the country have it, and I think there's over 370 councils, something like that, and I think in the last year alone 11 of them have gone from the every year to the every 4 years. On top of everything else, it saves money as well. The council estimate they'll save over £100,000 over 4 years. It could be more. That's a minimum, so it will save the council money, because obviously they're not having an election every year, which is obviously it's going to save money. So that's something that they want to do. They're going to vote on it next week, and if it goes ahead, if the council agree it, then they're going to ask the electoral commission to change it, and that means that the next council election will probably be I'm not sure actually if that means that they have one next year or they wait, but What won't happen is that you won't get all this one third of the councils chopping and changing every year.
Yeah.
Just gives a bit more stability, and I think that's what they're looking for, really. They want whoever wins the election, they want the time to go ahead and do what they need to do.
Okay.
So that was the first thing they talked about. And talking about being concerned about local issues and pavements and so on, the next thing was potholes.
Yeah.
Now, as we know, this is a hot topic. Mm-hmm. Listeners of Phoenix FM talk about it all the time, of course. And we used to run a pothole watch here on Phoenix FM as well. And people used to report potholes, and that was very popular. But in the end, there was just too many to read out, so we couldn't do that. Now, also, as we know from our many years of dealing with it, and it does seem to have got worse and worse over the years, it's not the responsibility of Brentwood Borough Council to fix potholes. It's the responsibility of Essex County Council. Okay. Now, they have just allocated some money. Councillor Bass at Essex County Council has received some money to deal with the pothole problem in Essex. But he said that he's going to look at the worst ones first, which makes sense. He's identified 70 potholes in Harlow, which are the worst ones in Essex. So he's going to do those ones first. Barry Aspinall thinks within 2 weeks Brentwood Borough Council will be told which roads are going to be looked at, and he will probably challenge it. And what his concern is that the roads that they're going to look at are the main roads which all the cars and lorries go down, and not the ones that we all live in, mm-hmm. to be blunt, unless you live in a main road, of course. And he doesn't think it's going to be enough money. He doesn't think it's going to be targeted properly, and the Brentwood Borough Council may spend their own money on fixing potholes, even though it's Essex County Council's responsibility, yeah. and then they're going to build them. Yeah. I think the expression that Barry used today was, we fill them, then we build them.
Yeah.
We fill them, then we bill them. Yeah. That was it. I knew it would work better if I... If I use the local language. Okay. And Colchester Borough Council did this, and then they got the money from Essex County Council. So they paid for it, and then they got the money back. So I don't know if that sets a precedent or whether it's legal or so on. But what the Brentwood Borough Council want to do, how they can deliver it, as we got to wait and see. But what they want to do is they want to fix the potholes, because they know that this is something that everyone gets very upset about.
Yeah.
You know, rightly so. And this isn't meant to be disparaging at all. As you know, I had my friend from Hungary over last night, and she's been driving around for the last week or so, and she said Britain used to be a lot better than Hungary for potholes, and now it's worse.
Yeah.
That's what she actually said, you know. So that's not meant to disparage one or the other, but it does show that standards have slipped. I remember when I was young and I used to go to places like Greece, and the roads were just one big pothole.
Yep.
And now I drive on roads like that. So,
but it's a damage. I drive an MG, and sometimes I've hit potholes. I mean, my driving's not brilliant, but you hit them, or you're cycling along, they're just very, very dangerous.
Yeah, I know.
And you don't see them. Sometimes, even when you're driving and you might be doing 20 mile an hour, you just clip them where you can't pull round or whatever, and you just, that's it. But for cyclists, it's really, you go into one of those, you go straight over the front of the bike.
Well, I don't know if you know, but I've been out on my bike lately, and it's kind of, it's worrying when you hear a car behind you and you look ahead and you see the only thing I can do is drive. I can't swerve around this pothole, I have to drive into it.
Yeah.
So you slow right down, and yeah, whatever you do. I'm not a very good cyclist. I'm not sure if you've got to slow down or speed up, but it's worrying, you know. And we don't have unlimited money. We can't just go out and fix everything that's wrong with the world, you know. We have to make priorities, obviously, but there's also got to be a bit of long-term planning, really.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, this is, if there's a few potholes, then fix them before they get a lot worse and a lot worse and a lot worse, because you end up spending a lot more money. But you know, at least they're addressing the problem anyway, you know. Whether they get fixed or not, we'll wait and see.
Now we're getting on to lighting.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. This is another big problem, of course, because Councillor Bass, Essex County Council, was scrutinised yesterday about the decision to turn off their local lights.
Yep.
Now, there's no real policy about this to turn them back on at the moment. Local authorities can pay to put them back on, because obviously Essex County Council are doing this to save money, so they can spend it elsewhere.
Yeah.
And there's no policy about how you go ahead and do this, but the cost is about £10 a year for each light to turn it back on. So if your village has 100 lights, then it was going to cost you £1,000 a year. Now, what the what Brentwood Borough Council are concerned about, and rightly so, is that they pay Essex County Council £33 million last year for the county provision. So this is to turn on the lights, to fix the potholes, and they're very concerned that they're going to be spending their money twice if they're paying Essex County Council to turn them back on, which on the face of it does seem, you know, a valid concern. Of course, it's the residents that are going to be paying twice. And the Accords were, upset that this happened earlier this year with grass cutting, where Brentwood Borough Council paid to get grass verges cut that we'd already paid money to get cut, and they hadn't been done. Also, where there is a spike in reported crime, the police can tell Essex County Council to put the lights back on.
Yeah.
And this happened in Pilgrim's Hatch, where there was a spate of burglaries. But they can only tell them to put them back on for 28 days, and then after that the council can turn them back off again. And the question was raised yesterday, what happens if the burglars come back?
Yeah.
And there's no policy from Essex County Council about that. So the Pilgrim's Hatch Environmental Partnership last night, which is kind of like an urban parish council, if you like, they've written to the police commissioner for Essex, Nick Alford, asking him what his thoughts are. So this won't go away.
Yeah.
There are people out there who aren't happy with the lights going off, and they're going to see what they can do to get them back on. And in their view, we've paid for the lights, we want them back on.
Yep.
So there you go. I suppose the easy way around that would be to put up the council tax, wouldn't it? Say, we're not going to cut the services that you paid for, we're going to restore them, but you've got to pay for them, and then let's see what happens then. But politicians don't like putting up council tax, do they?
No, not
of any party.
No.
They keep telling you how great it is to cut it, but then you lose your lights.
And then you can't see where you're going and you fall down a pothole.
I know. It's a tricky one, is it?
Yep.
Can I have things or can I save money?
Yep.
It's always politics in one sentence, isn't it? Okay. So the final thing that the council talked about today was the staff morale at Brentwood Borough Council. Councillor Aspel said that the council had, in his words, a horrific peer review where Brentwood Council's performance was judged to be very poor compared to other councils in all sorts of areas. And a staff survey showed the same result, that staff had very little morale, poor performance, and Councillor Aspel felt that they're doing jobs, people who've been there for 20 or 25 years, got tons of expertise, are doing menial jobs that they shouldn't be doing because of cutbacks and so on. Again, question of money, you know, raise council tax maybe and fix it. But he says that the Accord has taken this very seriously, and he says he values staff professionalism and expertise. So what he's going to do is he's going to look to see if he can get more work experience people, more apprentices. Now, on the face of it, you think, how's that going to solve the problem? But he says what that's going to do is it's going to take the burden off a lot of staff who are overworked and over pressure, so that they can do the jobs that they're skilled to doing and not be sitting there doing filing and photocopying, which on the face of it is a good idea. He wants openness and transparency within the council, and he wants to make sure that people know exactly what's going on, that if they've got grievances with the leadership of the council or the management of the council, then they can air them fairly and be heard and know that things are going to be listened to if it's not going to be fixed straight away. Now, he's hoping to have a new survey next year in March to see if there's any improvement, and a new peer review as well to see if council services have improved. And he also pointed out that two of the Accord councillors, Councillor William Lloyd and James Sapwell, went down to the depots, because you know it's not just people who work in the town hall who work for the council. They've got the sort of depots all over the borough as well. There's one in Worley, just opposite Ford, and so on. And they went down there yesterday at 6:55 a.m. with bacon sandwiches and sausage sandwiches to hand out to the staff to show that they're valued.
That's a really nice... Actually, we might laugh, but that's a really nice thing to do.
Yeah. No, I didn't laugh. I told him that...
Where's my sandwich?
I told him that the morale at Phoenix FM was pretty much the same, especially at 6:55 in the morning.
There's nobody here, is there?
Rob's here.
Rob's here.
But, you know, if they leave enough bacon and sausage sandwiches for us, you know, a bit of foil or something like that, then when we all knock in, then we can, tuck into those.
I think
we're
more likely to get foil, actually, rather than just, like, chewing on that with your fillings. I think that's a really nice... It is a nice gesture, though, just to make people feel appreciated. It's nice.
It's good. Yeah. it does, you know.
Opponent, it's fresh, isn't it? It's all fresh and it's exciting and people want to change and do stuff. That's the main thing with the council now. It's all the systems go, let's change, let's do...
Yeah, whenever stuff. There's a change of leadership, people always come in. They've been building up the ideas for years and years and they get an opportunity to put everything out at once. The challenge is, of course, maintaining that over the years. But, you know, I mean, if that made the staff feel a bit better and it made them do their job a little bit better, great. I mean, a sausage sandwich isn't going to fix the problems, but it's you know, I suppose it's a step in the right direction to show that they cared about, you know. Just you know, it could be written off as a publicity stunt, but then again, it also is a good way of demonstrating that if you care about somebody, you're putting your money where your mouth is, really. So it's not a bad thing at all.
And so the next one is, it's every week, isn't it?
It's going to be every week, although the next one is actually Thursday next week, which is good because I'm out on Friday, so I'm very happy about that. So so the next one, and this is something that, this is all part of the council's open door policy. I know it's an enormous cliche, and of course we have one on Phoenix where anyone from the community can come in and get involved in one way or another. We obviously have to assess the best way they can do that, although we don't actually physically have the door open because you get all the noise from outside when we're on talking on the radio. Now they do actually have the doors open. We were having the meeting and all the doors are open, and he said, this is demonstrating we've got an open door policy and we mean it. Doors are open, so in theory people could have come in, interrupted, sat outside listening, whatever. But
good at this time of the year, maybe not so when it's snowing outside, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the other people there was in a big woolly jumper.
Oh, right.
So it's middle of summer, and there you are, in your big woolly jumper. So, yeah, no, it was a, you know, nice touch.
Asking, do you know how many people actually work at the council?
I don't actually. I forgot to ask.
Is it in the hundreds? Or?
I would have thought so. Throughout the borough, probably, I would have thought, you know, a few hundred, I would have thought, you know, because there's all sorts of services. There's cleaners and sort of, you know, sort of technical support staff, people who look after, you know, clean, you know, sort of gardening and that kind of thing. You know, it probably goes a lot further than most people think.
So,
I would say it's not just people at desks. I mean, there's not many people at desks there now anymore anyway. But they are trying to get more people involved. And, of course, you know, you got to pay for people, obviously, and that's why they're not there in the first place. So they want to get apprentices and work experience people, which, again, you could be cynical and say, well, that's just cheap labour. But then they said, well, you know, it's an apprentice scheme. If you come here, you do it, and you've got an aptitude and you like it, then it could lead to a job.
Yeah, get your foot in the door.
Which is what, you know, if people show that they want to work, then they're going to get a job.
There you go. So if you just left college or you're leaving school and you want to find a job locally, then apply at Brentwood Council.
Well, when they agree it, like everything, it all has to be agreed through council. These are the intentions. But, you know, you heard it here on Phoenix FM first. This is what they want to do.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll be making the announcement one day that this is what they are doing. So excellent. We'll let you know.
Okay, well, we'll be chatting to you again next week. Can you come in and let us know what's going on next week?
Looking forward to it.
And maybe we'll get some bacon sandwiches.
Looking forward to it.
Maybe not. All right, 11:26, we'll have some music. I'll be back with some ads after this.